Welcome to the Advent Collective. A daily reflection drawing from Bible passages that are commonly read in this season of Advent. Our hope is that it will help us to grow as we live out our faith in the everyday moments of life.
Hello and welcome to the Advent Collective, Day 5. I'm Clarissa. I'm married to Tom and we have three children. Today's passage is Isaiah 9, 1-7. I wonder if you like the winter. The long, dark, cold days. It seems especially cold, doesn't it, at the moment? This year, I think especially with what everybody has endured, entering this season can, for some, feel harder than normal. I wonder how you're doing with living in the present right now. Are you maybe grinning and bearing it? And just maybe looking forward to next summer, when we've hopefully all had the vaccine, days are warmer, and life can just feel more normal and full of colour. On a jog the other night, it occurred to me afresh just how beautiful those little Christmas lights are that people put on their trees and outside their houses. It may be hard to endure these cold and dark days of winter, but if it were summer all year round, we wouldn't get to appreciate those little lights that make the dark evenings just not so dark anymore. Now here in Isaiah, prior to the passage for today, we can read how the people were looking to the world for their fulfilment. Isaiah wrote that God warned them not to follow the way of people, and yet they feared what other people feared, and they consulted mediums instead of God. Then we read that they were distressed and hungry, and looking upward, they cursed God, and then they were thrust into utter darkness. But God's plan was not to leave them there, no. Then we read our chapter for today. Now I'd really encourage you to read the whole thing, but this is just verse 6. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wonderful words, aren't they? I read in an article in the Times newspaper recently that the secret to happiness as we live with all the current restrictions is to celebrate and take pleasure in the small things of life. Maybe that cup of tea in the morning, laughing together, potting a plant. Now I do love this, and I think we can all benefit from enjoying the small, simple things of life, and they can give us much joy. I, for one, love my cup of tea, my warm coat, my boots, and definitely my electric blanket. These things do definitely bring me pleasure and make life more comfortable, but I would be missing something if I thought that was what life was about. We can't fix our own lives. My dad, who wouldn't mind me saying, is not really one for philosophical thought, once said when he was talking about his own situation, comfort was never on the agenda. It is also true in the passage in Isaiah and today that we cannot escape that we live in a broken world. This year, I think the brokenness of our world has been even more evident. There has been so much pain, loneliness, loss, separation, isolation, grief, and what has sometimes felt like an endless race to run. And yet, we can have hope, because God always had a plan. We read, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. He is the light. Jesus, who we are waiting for, comes and shatters the burdens. He fights for us. And he is so powerful that the government will be on his shoulders. He comes as a baby, meaning he knows what it's like to be human, which means he can be called Wonderful Counselor. He journeys with you, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He has overwhelming power and of this power and peace there will be no end. Do you want some of that? I know I do. Well, guys, if you believe in Jesus, then he already lives in you through the Holy Spirit. God showed extraordinary generosity to us in Jesus. Today may be cold, dark, and life not easy, but if you know Jesus, you are a person of the light. My question for you then is, how are you going to use that light today? Like those little Christmas lights, you don't need a lot of light to make the darkness less dark. You first do need to admit, though, that you can't make the light on by yourself. Maybe you need to repent for times when you've relied on things of this world, or maybe look to yourself for fulfillment. What's in your hands today? Let's offer it to God, and let's use the light that he's put in us to bless the lives of those around us. Amen.